USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's increasing the fine for social distance violations from $500 to $1,000. The governor, speaking at his news conference on Monday, also says,
I want local governments to enforce the social distancing rules. The local governments are charged with enforcement. I want them to enforce them. And I want to be, frankly, more aggressive on the enforcement, because all the anecdotal evidence is people are violating it at a higher rate than before.
Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow is optimistic the U.S. economy will snap back if the coronavirus crisis is stabilized fairly soon. Talking with reporters outside the White House, Kudlow says the U.S. economy came into the crisis very strong. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
I attribute your products to keeping me cold-free. I've been on it for at least 2 years. I have not had a cold since, nor have I ever had flu, and my health is good. So I attribute that to my good health. The product is excellent.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As many American workers laid off or fired because of the coronavirus are struggling to pay for basics like food, U.S. farmers have destroyed millions of pounds of produce. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The closure of food service establishments and hotels and resorts in many parts of the country back in mid-March meant that farmers who grow produce specifically for those customers suddenly had a large surplus, both in storage and sometimes still in the fields. UPI reports many growers tried to find retailers or food banks that would take their products even for free, but no such efforts failed, forcing growers to discard and/or plow under their crops. And without immediate aid from government stimulus funding, they say they may have to destroy more food before the pandemic is over.
ESPN is set to air the Monday Night Football Classic between the New Orleans Saints and Atlanta Falcons. That game, the first game in the Superdome in 2006 after Hurricane Katrina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Stocks are beginning the week in the green as the Dow rose more than 1,100 points at times as Wall Street rebounds from last week's sell-off. As far as what we can expect on Wall Street, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I don't personally believe we'll have a depression. I do believe we're going to have negative growth in the third quarter. We're about to inject between $2.2 trillion and, with leverage, $4 trillion into the American economy. The whole economy is not, is about $21 trillion a year, the largest in all of human history. If we can get that money into the hands of people and businesses, it's going to really help in terms of unemployment and GDP growth.
A single cameraman with protective clothing has recorded a special message from the Queen. Here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
In a rare address, Queen Elizabeth is offering some moral support to her people.
Together we are tackling this disease. And I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it.
Also, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is now in the hospital after testing positive for the virus 10 days ago. Officials say he's having some tests, and this is only a precaution. During his evening press conference, President Trump wished Johnson well. He said all Americans are praying for him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.